On election night, victory was in doubt for the Nine Mile Falls levy. Superintendent Brian Talbot's district straddles the Spokane-Stevens County line. After the first group of ballots was released, the levy had 51% support in Spokane, but only 48% in Stevens, where two-thirds of the district's patrons live, needs 50% plus one vote.
When I saw both combined, your heart sinks. Certainly a worry about, okay, what next? And you already start to process.
But there were still ballots left to count. Talbot says the district learned last Friday that the levy took a two-vote lead out of more than 2,400 cast in Stevens County. It also maintained its lead in Spokane County. So with only a few stray votes left, when the election is certified on Friday, the levy will probably pass. That tight race is indicative of a trend. While nearly all of the other school levies in Spokane County will also win, most received approval rates that are lower than in a typical year.
I think the uncertainty is an issue that our voters are concerned about. You know, not only for what is education going to look like. We're certainly not able to deliver the way that we have in the past. And so, you know, there's a lot of thought around I'll fund it when it's back to normal.
While the pandemic precludes much sense of normalcy, the passage of Talbot's district's levy will at least allow Nine Mile Falls some certainty about its financial situation through 2024. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.